All right.
We might as well just start and then bullshit on camera.
Episode. So go ahead. Let's play the intro, Travis.
Okay.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another live edition of the GITM podcast.
The rebrand's really, really fucking things up.
No, it's all right. I'm getting it down. I'm going down with it. But
this Downtown is, Funky Stuff Malone.
For all you people listening on your favorite podcast app, we're live on YouTube, so head on over to YouTube and...
You're not missing much.
Yeah, you are. You're missing a lot. A lot of bullshit. But go over to YouTube and be sure to subscribe, and you can join live on the live stream and interact with all our lovely fans. All seven of them.
I show five.
Well, we have seven. Two are just late to the party.
Hey, it's about the RSS feed.
Right.
We have five watching us right now, but we have literal dozens listening to us on a weekly basis. Now that we're actually weekly doing podcasts.
Again. We're back
for
up
for fuck's sake.
But, it's kind of like we like that intimate setting. We want five here.
Yeah, I don't need a million shitty friends. I just need two dozen good ones.
Like Joey Diaz says in that one clip, you only need three bad motherfuckers to take over the world.
Yeah.
And we got the five right here.
Yeah. And my hot take on octopuses is taking off.
Yes, that clip did well, obviously.
I've gotten a correction saying that it's octopi when we've talked about this earlier. Both octopi and octopuses are acceptable plurals for the noun octopus. And if you break it down phonetically and grammatically via Latin, which is what English is based off of, technically it should be octopodes. So we're both right.
I am going to be a little bit more immature about this.
Octopussies?
I just like saying the word pussies. And yeah. Even typing it.
Well, then the other comment, the guy was like, there's literally an evolutionary family tree for them. I never said that they were new aliens.
I just said they've been here for hundreds of thousands of millions of years.
Yeah, I just said if there was aliens that we hadn't knew about, it would be them. I'm aware that they have an evolutionary family tree. They're called cephalopods. They currently include octopuses.
Pusses.
Of multiple species. Vampire octopus, Dumbo octopus.
Ooh, tell me about the vampire octopus.
It's like really long and gangly, and it has like, it almost looks like a Victorian dress because it has like a webbing almost between like the tops of its tentacles.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, it only attack if you invite it in.
Jesus. the Dumbo octopus, adorable. I saw another one. I can't remember what it was called. It was super cool though. But yeah, cuttlefish.
Don't get it wrong, folks. This is not Nat Geo.
Yeah, cuttlefish, just like from South Park. There's an episode of South Park where they do this human centipede, and they connect. Like, it's a whole thing about how people don't read the user agreements.
Yeah,
and they're like, where does it say in the user agreement that you can do this to us? And Butters is sitting on the computer. He's like, here it is, fellas. I, as an iPad user, agree to allow my mouth to be sewn to the butthole of another iPad user. And it's just like, and the guy that owns the Shitty Walk, the Asian restaurant, and then I think Kyle, and then some lady, and he's like, they're feeding them, the scientist is feeding them to keep them alive. And he's like, Kyle, what should I eat? Because Kyle's eating the poop, obviously. He's like, should I have the vanilla pasta or the cutterfish? And he's like, the cutterfish? You said a cutterfish? He's like, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so we do talk a lot of bullshit, and this is our bullshit. So if you want to get to the serial killer part, fast forward about 5-10 minutes.
I mean, that's with like almost any podcast I've found.
And I'm too lazy to cut the shit out.
Even with the wild, like, I've been listening to the Wild Times, shout out the Wild Times, a lot. Like, literally every day I've been listening to that podcast, like, all day at work. It's Forrest Galante, the biologist that's been on Joe Rogan.
Okay, yeah.
He's on Naked and Afraid. He did Extinct or Alive.
Okay.
And then a guy that worked with him as a producer, I believe,
And then just, I don't know what Ritep is. His name's Peter. Or they call him Ritep. It's Peter backwards. I don't know what exactly he does. I'm not going to lie. But they make fun of him a lot. And they have some fucking, they have some grand segments. Like their battle royale. It'll be something stupid. Like you have, you get to pick three animals. You're running the Iditarod. You get to pick three animals, extant animals, so still living, to be your sled team. And like one's a biologist, one is works with a biologist, and another, the other one hangs out with them, so he knows stuff. And like they'll be like it's fucking hilarious. The level of detail and hilarity mixed together cracks me up. Sweet. Like Forrest Galante is a biologist, legitimately. He was like, I'm going to take an ostrich because they can run long distances, about 35, 40 miles an hour. And they're like, stupid, stupid pick. It's an African animal. You're running the Iditarod. It's cold. He's like, wait, my second pick, polar bear. And they're like, okay, okay. And he's like, because the ostrich can run, and then eventually it will die of either exposure or exhaustion, and then I will give the reins to the polar bear who can eat the ostrich for energy.
Makes sense to me.
Like, God damn it. Why didn't we think about this? It's great. Great show. Check out the Wild Times. I mean, not that they need our advertisement because they're fucking way bigger than us, but great show and I really enjoy it.
Well, who are we kidding? Most teenagers in their basement are way bigger than us.
Yeah. Bunch of kids playing fucking Fortnite. I want, like, I talked about, like, I still have the controller and shit. Like,
yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I just need to, like, if we're going to do some gaming shit, we just need to upgrade, beef up the PC a little bit. But,
you know, anyway.
All in good time.
So,
I think the big fucking to do is a backdrop and at some point upgrading the video end of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I'm going to start looking.
Maybe get like a nice DSLR.
Let's see,
or whatever a discount, a reduced price DSLR is.
Yeah.
SLRD.
So things are coming.
Slowly.
We're upgrading. Now that we're back in the full swing of things, and I'm going to live for a few more years.
I have built my credit score and I will now destroy it to get things for the podcast.
But so we will be more consistent with our updating and uploading and going live. We're back to weekly. I mean, give or take, it might be a day or two because life does get in the way, people. And contrary to popular belief,
we're not.
Travis has a life. I don't have much of a life.
I have I don't even have that much of a life, really.
But I'm old.
I do. Went out last night. Went to an arcade with a bar, like I was telling you about. That was fun.
Here's how bad I am. I was dressed to go out.
And you just didn't. I've done it.
I laid on after you left. You and better half left.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to lay here for a few minutes before I start watching television. Next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like,
dude, I do that shit regularly.
I guess I ain't going out.
I do that regularly, even if I have to work in the morning. Oh, did I tell you about my St. Paddy's Day shirt that was in the makings when I left Better Half's house?
What?
Because you're your mom. We can do all that shit.
Yeah.
On the front, it says, fuck you. But then it looks like a marker. Somebody took a marker and put an L over the F and added a Y at the end. So it says, lucky you. And then on the back, it's got a big ass shamrock and it says, dibs on the redhead. Because she's a redhead.
I get it. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
I'm not going to be surprised if there's a rainbow dick hidden somewhere in the design when I get there.
That would be awesome, actually.
There is some rainbow stuff because her says magically delicious on the front with rainbow. And on the back, it says, show me your tips. With two beer mugs.
She working tomorrow?
She is. All day.
See, it's a damn shame I have to work tomorrow night.
Well, the doors open at 9, so you could go get a little buzz on and have time to go home, eat, and go to bed.
That is true. I could do that.
Because, you know, everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
Well, and I'm actually Irish, so all you frauds.
I mean, I'm sure I am to an extent.
I have a lot of Irish running through me.
I also saw another one. It said, fist me, I'm Irish.
Fist me?
I was like, that's fucking aggressive.
That's very aggressive.
My favorite one that I was afraid. I had one in mind that I might do next year. And I'm worried because either a lot of people aren't going to get it or I'm going to have a worse image of humanity after that wearing that shirt. It's the Pornhub logo, but it says Irish Pub. And I'm like, either nobody's going to get it.
Or pub Irish.
Huh?
Pub Irish.
What do you mean? No, like Irish
Porn Pub. Put Irish Hub or
Irish Pub.
Yeah.
Porn Hub, Irish Pub.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
With like a little cut with the orange part. Anything else?
Isn't that the biggest website on the internet?
Probably.
A bunch of sick fucks out there.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah, you need to find Jesus.
Or
Jesus.
Yeshua. Anything else? Anything happened in the world?
I
did you hear about the fucking kid that got popped by the cops for planning to shoot up his school with the help of a fucking just grown adult that they met online?
No, I did not hear this.
I don't know much more than that, but like, the fuck?
I survived.
It's like To Catch a Predator on steroids.
I survived a shooting.
Did you?
Yeah.
What?
It was right down the street here. Right
was
here.
There?
Yeah. Didn't you hear about the shooting just right behind us?
No.
Oh, yeah. Some gang war broke out.
Where?
The next street back here.
Really?
You know, by the church?
Yeah.
Right there by the church.
When? I think I might have heard it.
It was last weekend.
Oh, maybe not. No shit.
Or what? Maybe it's 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
What race is the news blaming it on?
I did not hear. See, the funny story is I was sitting here watching YouTube.
You just hear that, raka, raka.
Well, I heard probably a .45 go off.
Mm.
Then I heard return fire, probably a 9, and that son of a bitch emptied the fucking clip.
Huh.
And I'm like, they're main firecrackers.
Right.
So I was like, So about 5-10 minutes later, I said, you know what? I'm going to go get me something to drink. I'm running down to Thornton's because, you know, gunfire in this neighborhood,
normally, it's just a drunk hillbilly that's like, look at my new cig, Pete.
Not necessarily a big ordeal. So I go down to Thornton's there, get me a soda.
And, you know, you've been watching 1,000-Pound Sisters?
Yeah.
I actually have.
No, I actually never watched that day of my life.
Dude, you should. It's funny. It's sad, but it's funny.
So I always come, when I'm coming from that part of town, I come that way.
Mm.
And I notice flashing lights. Then I see the police tape.
Mm.
I'm like, oh. So I turned around. And naturally, me being the nipshit that I am, came down the next street over, came down to
where, like we do quite often.
You know, it come down and make a left right up here.
Yeah, because I
and it was right there. I was like,
Fuck, I'm glad. I hope my car wasn't here. I'm glad there's a goddamn bullet hole in my shit because I don't even have fucking real license plates on that motherfucker yet.
So I was the next, was it Monday? I was over.
That would have been a motherfucker, dude. If my car would have got hit by a fucking stray bullet before I even like got real plates, I would have been fucking pissed.
Yeah. So I was the next day I heard it on the news, on the radio.
Did anybody die?
No, I think somebody got shot, but they did not pass away.
That's good.
All right. So I survived.
Learned your lesson.
I survived.
That's nothing.
I'm here.
I mean, honestly, the fact that I was going to say the fact that it doesn't happen more often around here is kind of surprising. But this area is not as bad as it was 10 or 15 years ago.
No.
Like at all. Dude, fucking went to, speaking of illegal shit, we went to that arcade bar, which was super cool. We should go check it out sometime. I think you'd enjoy it. Like literally all the games from when you were young are there. It's fucking two stories of just video games.
Donkey Kong. Defender. Asteroids.
Yeah. Like fucking that Jumbo Safari, the one you drive around on and shit. Uh-huh. Like to the point that like they have controllers at the bar and like one of the screens you can sit there and like play some fucking game while you're sitting at the bar.
And there's
like,
alcohol here.
People are sitting there at the bar with like their Switches and shit and like playing Pokemon together and stuff. I was like, this is like nerd heaven. They have like a little area up front with like cards and you can buy like a Nintendo game, like a Nintendo Entertainment System up there. They have games for all of them like in chronological order. It was actually really cool. But so we left there. It was Better Half's cousin's birthday was the celebration. And we went there and then we went downtown. We went to Clifton, which I was the oldest one in the group. I was like, Clifton? I was like, I thought I was done with this place. So we go down there to this place. It's a coffee bar. I just got a Diet Coke because I had my couple of beers at the one place and was driving. And I was like, all right, I'm done. Got a water, all that shit. I was pissed. So I got a Modelo with lime at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Or at the end of the time we were at the arcade. I was like, I wish I would have known they had fucking Modelo. because Modelo with lime is delicious.
I've never had Modelo.
Dude, Modelo is okay. You pop a lime in that bitch, it's like drinking a fucking a grown-up soda. A Grota, if you will.
Sweet.
That sounds disgusting.
It does, but that's okay.
So we go to this fucking coffee bar. Weird. It's literally like a coffee shop that puts booze in their coffee. But you can also take a shot of whatever they have and shit like that. Guy was kind of shitty when we got there, but he was pretty busy. He's there by himself. He's way cooler after he got everybody served and shit. He even came and got us from the patio. He's like, I can seat you guys if you want. And I was like, let's go in here and just like fucking immediately just be like, all right, we're done. Bye.
Speaking of bars, I've been watching Bar Rescue.
Dude.
I went down a fucking rabbit hole.
You never done that?
No, I've never watched it.
What?
I've never watched Bar Rescue.
It's one of my favorites.
Do any of these fucking states have a health department that actually comes in and inspect?
I think some of the shit is blown out of proportion. There's no way that it's not. There's no way that it's not accentuated. But some of the shit I actually believe. Like when they go check like the grease traps in the hood system, I'm like, yeah, a fuck ass that doesn't know what he's doing wouldn't think of that. Or like that's what I wanted. Like we were talking about this the other day. Actually, I was like, I want to see the real behind the scenes shit that nobody thinks about.
Yeah.
I want to see the guy that's like, "Where's your backflow test for this year?" And they'd be like, "What?" Because nobody thinks about shit like that. But anyway, so we left this coffee bar. It was all right. Literally wanted to bitch slap so many people in there just because they had just cunty looks on their faces. That was a good chest wheeze into the microphone. But like literally like I would say 70% of the people that made random eye contact with me throughout the time I was there just like stink faced me. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you at 12 a.m. drinking spiked coffee while you're either writing a thesis paper or reading some dumb fucking novel by somebody that nobody's ever heard of? Chill out, dude.
Or listening to a dumb fucking podcast that nobody's heard of.
There's definitely a professor from UC in there. He was sitting at a table by himself, like by the, it, like, looked like, those, like, drove himself crazy because he's smart kind of people. Uh-huh. Like, he's just writing just what looked like gibberish on pages, but, like, had a lot going on. He, like, even saw some girls. He was like, oh my gosh, hi. He was like, hello, how's your evening? And I'm like, all right, you're either a vampire or a fucking serial killer. Make a choice. Or both. Because vampires would technically be serial killers.
If it's to eat, I don't think so.
So, anyway. Long story short, we left that place. We go up and we're talking to the people before because, you know, somebody's parked over here. We're parked over there. And we're fucking walking down the street and we break off from her cousin and her significant other. And, like, we end up talking to this guy and they come back over to see what's going on. This fucking poor kid had some kind of Hispanic accent. I don't know if he was an exchange student or not. Somebody busted his fucking window in and stole his goddamn backpack.
Fucking Clifton.
Yeah, I was like, dude, like, luckily for him, like, he said all he had in there for real was his Apple Watch as far as being worth the fuck. And I was like, well, if you have Apple Care, they'll probably replace it. He was like, I don't. I was like, well, you're probably fucked on that because the cops ain't going to find the shit.
No, it's gone.
I was like, I would file a report just to be a good person and have them kind of check the area out a little more often for the time being because it's going to happen again. But, like, the poor kid, he, like, just didn't know what to do. We were like, call your insurance company. Your insurance company will take care of the window. Your belongings might be fucked. I don't know what kind of insurance you have. But, yeah, it sucked. So, like, better half's, like, holding her flashlight so we can take pictures of it. Because, you know, you got to file a claim. And da-da-da-da. I was like, damn, dude. That fucking sucks. Bye. I'm going to go get into my not busted ass car and drive home now.
All right.
He was lucky though, because he said his backpack was back there. He was like, we were like, what was in it? He was like, my gym clothes, my Apple Watch, and I was like, well, you got a backpack on you, so luckily, I'm assuming your school bag is on you, your person right now. So, at that point, I think you can chalk the window and that Apple Watch up to the game because at least you got the laptop and all your books and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
welcome to America.
Well, on that note,
you came for an education in fucking geopolitics and you got an education in the streets.
Yes. Now let's get to serial killers.
All right, we're going to talk about Rodney Alcala.
Alcala?
Alcala.
I don't trust any motherfucker named Rodney.
Rodney Alcala was an American serial killer. Very large breadth of how many people he did or did not kill.
We're going to get to it.
For sure, we're pretty sure 5-ish. Possibly 8-ish. Allegedly up to 130 plus, which we all know is a fucking,
well, you know me,
is just straight jerk me off bullshit.
I have a rule.
We know that's bullshit.
I have a rule. If you're under 5, you're not a serial killer.
If she ain't 380, she ain't a lady. You know what I'm saying?
If you're under 5, you're not a serial killer. You're a candy ass. Fuck that. I need... Really, my
personal... And if it's all at one time, it doesn't count because that's a spree killing.
Right. You need double digits over long period. Not long, but over...
Or they need to be super grisly. That being said, we do not support the behavior of serial murder.
No. But we will probably...
That was another good chest wheeze. I might be dying.
Ooh.
You got poop?
No, I think I got a fart.
I already did since we started. You didn't even notice. You're like, well, it's because I haven't gone to the gym in a while. I've been drinking protein shakes. Got it. And I made like some jambalaya. I was eating jambalaya and drinking protein shakes for like 3 days because I meal prepped out a little bit. Oh my God. It smelled like I was dying from the inside out.
All right. Robert, we're not talking about this. People hate it when we talk about
Rodney
this.
Rodney Alcala. Okay. So born in San Antonio, Texas to a Mexican-American couple, he moved to Mexico with his family in 1951, but returned to Los Angeles in 1954 after his father abandoned them. Good call, Pops. Pretty standard start for a lot of these guys, or well, something of the like, you know?
Yeah.
So he graduated from the Montebello High School, participating in extracurricular activities like yearbook planning and sports. Those two things don't go together.
No.
He did go join the United States Army in 1961, but was noted for manipulative and vindictive behavior.
I would think that would be very popular.
There's a lot of red flags with this guy off-rip.
I've always said, hey, if you're in the Army, I kind of want motherfuckers that not...
A little crazy.
Or on the edge.
Or at least Marines.
Oh, especially Marines.
Look at it this way. You can't pull off the Army. If Pauly Shore and Andy Dick could do it in the what should have been award-winning film In the Army Now, you should be able to pull it off. Is it hot in Chad? I haven't seen that movie in so long, dude. Nobody's seen that fucking movie, and it pisses me off.
I've seen it. It's been so long since I've seen it. But
Better Half's never seen fucking Austin Powers, even.
Well, she's not missing much. They're funny. The first one's good.
They're all funny. They're all stupid as fuck, but they're funny.
But this,
the first one's the best one.
Yeah,
by far.
But after the first one, it's stupid as fuck, but kind of gets redundant. Stupid as fuck.
Goldmember is probably my second favorite one because the character Goldmember is hilarious.
Which one's Elizabeth Hurley in?
The first one.
The first one. That's why I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. But oh my God! Speaking of, I was watching The Amazing Race. I don't watch it.
Do you really want to admit that to
they watch it at the four people? Better Half's house. It's somewhat entertaining, but it was the first episode. Dude, you remember the scene from Austin Powers where he at the end when he was trying to like save the world and escape the fucking facility and he got that cart stuck sideways and he was
yes.
Somebody fucking did that on The Amazing Race with an actual car. They tried to turn around in this like one lane alley and legit got stuck. They ended up getting eliminated on the first episode. Now, like somehow they show them like driving off, like, okay, we got it. And we were like, her dad was like, how the fuck did they do that? And I was like, dude, 100%, you know that the production crew grabbed the fucking wheel wells on the back of that car because it was a little Aveo. You know, like 5 dudes grabbed that car and fucking spun it around on its front wheels and were like, all right. Like, go. You're going to lose anyway. It doesn't matter. I was cracking the fuck up, dude. Anyway. So, over the course of this time, he was diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder and discharged from the Army in 1964. He was later diagnosed with other psychiatric disorders, including narcissistic personality disorder and borderline personality disorder.
What is borderline personality disorder?
I think it has something to do with his nationality.
Okay. Shut the fuck up. Damn. You almost got me on that. Damn you.
Oh, God. That was racist.
As fuck.
Like, Megan's got personality disorder. Greg's got narcissistic personality disorder. Roberto's got borderline personality disorder.
Oh, we're so getting canceled.
Oh, God.
I'm crying.
Oh, fuck you. That was funny. I dare one Mexican person to hear that and not tell me it's funny. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. So, yeah, again, we're checking all the fucking red flags off rip with this dude. Starting into some criminal history of all this gentleman. He assaulted young women while in the army and was disciplined multiple times. The fuck do you mean he was disciplined multiple times? You start assaulting young women in the nation's military. Kick him the fuck out.
Different time, though.
Still.
I mean,
fuck.
Let's be
several times. Like me and devil's advocate here. Maybe one time, depending on the scenario.
And it depends what the assault's a broad term.
True.
You know.
True, but like.
To where, like, today.
Did he drunkenly grab her hand and try to get her to dance with him at a bar? You know what I mean? Like, still don't fucking do that.
I mean, today, if you say, gee, Travis, you look pretty today, you could probably file assault charges on me. Sexual assault charges.
Just turn into Jackie Moon from. I'm going to start doing that. Every time somebody compliments me, I'm going to react like Jackie Moon from Semi Pro.
Yeah.
The Will Ferrell movie. Suck my cock. I'll kill your family. He said, you still told me to SUC. He said, what? I don't remember that. He said, you said you'd kill my family, Jackie. He said, oh, God. Anyway. So he was convicted of child molestation in 1968 after assaulting and sexually assaulting. I'm going to try to keep myself from saying certain things that YouTube doesn't like. An 8-year-old girl named Tali Shapiro. Now, I don't have it in here. But kind of the story behind this is, so he was driving around and he saw young Tali Shapiro. I believe she was, I think she was going to school.
Okay.
I heard this story after I had notated a lot of stuff, like the actual story. And he stopped and talked to her, and she, as a good, smart kid should do, said, my parents told me not to talk to strangers.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, fuck him. Tell him to kick rocks. I would love to see an 8-year-old girl be like, fuck you, kick rocks, bitch. That'd be great. Especially in, it's in LA. Like, you would expect that would be mild.
Yeah. I keep seeing the two sons, two boys on Talladega Nights.
Chip, I come at you like a spider monkey. I'm gonna scissor kick you in the back of the head. What is wrong with you children? I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. I'm still wearing my pee pants. Fucking great film. So he stopped and talked to her, and she said, you know, my parents told me I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. Good kid. He goes, oh, well, that's okay. I know your parents.
Oh.
So she talks to him, and he offers her a ride to where she's going. So she gets in the car, which I know a lot of people would say she shouldn't have done that, and she shouldn't have.
Right.
But we're still talking about an 18-year-old or 8-year-old girl in 1968.
Right. I mean,
it wasn't like today where everybody and their sister is like, everyone with a white van's going to fucking cut your head off and assault you.
Like, I remember in 68, people were still hitchhiking. People, you know.
It was this time of love. And also, like, so it was pre-social media. People didn't know how prevalent this type of shit was.
Right.
But, like, so, yeah, he fucking snakes his way in there. Excuse me. So, that happens. He drives her, like, all the way across L.A. And prior to this, or I shouldn't say prior, during this back and forth, like, just a concerned citizen slash neighbor sees this back and forth going on from across the street or whatever, decides that's fishy, follows him to the apartment buildings, immediately goes and calls the cops. The cops come up, and I don't know how much of this is entirely factual, but this is the story as I have heard it. Cops show up. Banging on a fucking door. He kind of like pokes his head out. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was taking a shower. As criminals do. I ain't never opened a door to no police in the shower. No. I had to think about it for a second. So he goes, And like the cop, I guess, just had like a fucking feeling about this dude. Mm-hmm. And he told him, he was like, you have 10 seconds to close this door, clothe yourself in some shape, sort of way, and open this door again. And he said, okay. 10 seconds goes by, nothing. Cop just thum, boots the fucking door in. Lo and behold, what does he find? He finds young Tali Shapiro laying in her own blood in the kitchen, beaten to death, as he thought, with some type of blunt metal object. So this goes down. Luckily, he hears the struggled breathing of this young girl, and she's able to be saved. Yeah, she made it out of there. You know, he gets hemmed up on shit, as he should. Goes to jail in 1974. Or, I'm sorry, goes to prison for this. Gets paroled in 74 after less than 3 years. Because at this time, the state of California had in what they call indefinite sentencing.
Right.
Where, for something like this, he was... Rodney Acala for this was sentenced to anywhere from 1 year to 99 years. And after that point is up to the discretion of the parole board, whether they think that that person has been reconditioned to go back into society. So he does, I believe, 32 months for this. Yeah. And then gets rearrested in 1977 for assaulting another little girl named Monique Hoyt. Kind of a very, like, this one was, it was like, hold on. Let me see if I have any of this. I don't think I do. Fuck. So this one, again, I heard some of these stories after the fact. It was kind of the same scenario, like basically the same scenario,
right,
as Tali Shapiro. But she, like, took her back to his house, as far as I believe, if I remember correctly, made her smoke weed, like sexually assaulted her. So like automatically you're fucked. You're on parole. You're on parole for what you did to Tali Shapiro. You're caught with a minor and drugs on top of what you did with the minor and the drugs.
Correct.
So he gets arrested in 77 for that. Damn. Yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg. We're going to go back in time a little bit, because after the Tali Shapiro thing, he moved to New York. Right. So he had multiple jobs and aliases to try to not get caught for being a fuck ass while he's in New York. And he was actually at one point employed at a all girls camp.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Yeah. What happened? What all happened within the confines of that place? As far as I know, nobody knows.
What year was this?
This was the early 60s, early 70s.
Obviously, background checks were not a thing.
Yeah. What are they going to do? They're going to Pony Express that shit in?
Yeah.
USPS, rain, sleet, or snow, or insert something fucking stupid that I can't think of. So, around this time, he murdered Cornelia Crilly in Manhattan in 1971, leading to his, which added him to the FBI's 10 most wanted list. He was also suspected in the murders of several women in L.A. and New York between 77 and 79, which we will get into. But the fun part about this one is the fact that in 1978, he was a participant on The Dating Game. Televised episode and everything.
That takes cojones.
Yeah. And as you can see, possibly, he won the date.
No shit.
Yes.
No poor judgment there.
But he got rejected by the Bachelorette, or whatever the fuck they called him back then, because he had weird, unsettling behavior.
When did she reject him?
I don't think she ever even went on a date with him.
So Now, the dating game is one where, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, no, number three.
They can't see each other, question and answer.
If I didn't want to shave my asshole for a week, would you still put your mouth on it?
Well, let me tell you something, Barbara. I was known in college as the Beaver Dam.
The Beaver Dam.
Because I stop all moisture, and you're never going to have that problem because you would never want to sleep with me. Next question.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a... Wasn't Bundy on one of those shows, too?
I think so. I have notes on him.
We were going to have to do Bundy at some point.
Did we do Bundy?
I think we actually did, actually.
I think we did.
We did.
We did.
We need to do him again.
We did him. We did Gacy, I think. No, we didn't do Gacy. I did a post about Gacy.
We did Dahmer.
We did Dahmer. I think we did Bundy. Pretty sure we did Bundy.
I have to go back.
We did BTK.
Yeah.
Did Kemper. Did Kemper. Haven't done Manson because that's going to be at least two parts. That's going to be a long fucking... That's going to be a lot of week for your boy making notes on that one.
Well, see...
Did Israel Keys. Who somebody else... I forget who it was. I just saw on Instagram. Somebody else that we follows with another podcast just did him. And they did a great job. They're like the scariest serial killer you've never heard of. I was like, motherfucker, that's a good one.
It's a good one. Damn it. We're jealous.
Fuck. Cocksucker.
I'm not... Did we do
Bundy? I think we did Bundy. It's hard to remember at this point. This shit gets confusing.
No, 235 episodes.
I legitimately have to search sometimes. Like, I'll start doing notes and be like, fuck, where did he did that?
God, I know we've overlapped a few things. We've done some things where that I've done pre-Travis.
Yeah.
Like, Amityville Horror, we recovered because I did it before, and then we did it together.
Because it's a lie.
But I want to say we did Bundy.
I think so.
I know we did Dahmer.
Which makes it even worse because that would have been a me episode. I don't know.
I'll look into it. But getting back to the story, there is a lot of people appeared on the dating game.
Yeah.
What was I watching? I was watching something the other day.
Porn?
No, it was between porn. You got to take a break. At my age, you got to take a break.
Once you start scabbing.
Yeah, you got to refresh. Brian Billick, the former head coach of the Baltimore Ravens,
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl winning coach of the Baltimore. He was on the dating game show.
Really?
Yeah.
Pre-football career, I'm assuming?
Yes, pre-football career.
Oh. Huh.
I was watching a documentary on the Ravens that year.
The 2000 Ravens? Was that the year they won?
2000, 2001. I don't know. I can't remember.
Back when the good old days with Tony Siragusa and fucking Ray Lewis. I don't even know. Who was their quarterback back then?
Trent Dilfer.
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't Steve McNair after that?
No, McNair was with the Titans.
Steve McNair played for the Ravens, though, didn't
he? Did
he? I think he did. Joe Flacco.
Yeah. But it was their first Super Bowl win.
Was that when they had Jamal Lewis?
Yes. Because the next year, he went down and out for the season.
Who was that? Willis McGahee?
No, that was before Willis McGahee, I think. Oh, I don't know. I don't. Anyway, but they
Todd Heap. just start throwing out random fucking names.
That documentary was, and it talked about him being on the dating. It showed a clip of it. A clip of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, the Cowboys haven't done jack shit in free agency.
Well, if you want to get off football news. Our beloved Bengals are fucked.
Why? Because they're like they're letting T. Higgins source a trade, and they let Joe Mixon go.
And the Ravens got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I know. I was fucking pissed. I thought he was going to go to Dallas because they were saying that he had just bought a house in the Dallas area. I was like, sweet, because the Cowboys gave up. We are without Tony Pollard is gone. He has now signed with somebody else. What is it? Tyler Biadasz, our center, gone. One of our defensive linemen, gone.
That's a change. Stuff. Didn't we do an episode, True Crime? Wasn't there a Green Bay Packer that was a serial killer? Didn't we do that episode?
There was a Green Bay Packer that had his wife killed. Or I think attempted to.
There was somebody, I think that.
Or it might not have been a Packer, but there was a football player that attempted to have his wife killed. I know that.
There was an actual, I thought we did that episode. I'll Google it.
We'll have to look into that.
We'll do that. Combine our two loves.
Yeah. Well, how the fuck did the Cowboys, that you let Tony Pollard go, but you let Derrick Henry go somewhere else. You let Derrick Henry sign with the, well, not let. I mean, they can do whatever they want. But, like, you're not going to try to move on Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley's in fucking Philly now.
Yep.
Because not only that, the Cowboys lost two of their players that they didn't re-sign to fucking Washington. I'm like, cool, so you're not only not signing anybody, you're losing people to the fucking competition, the direct competition. Yep. So, you fuck bags.
Anyway, dating game. This guy was on dating game. Didn't get a date, or he won, but didn't get the date because he was a creepy fuck.
Jerry Jones needs to hang out with Rodney Acala.
Is Rodney Acala still alive?
No.
Okay.
That motherfucker dead.
The day,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
Don't get too ahead of yourself.
Okay.
We've got miles to go before we sleep. What movie is that from? Fuck.
I don't know.
Captain Moonlight.
Never even fucking seen it. Even heard of it.
Oh, no. Captain Moonlight was from Far and Away. The Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman movie.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that one?
The horrible Irish accent.
But slept on. The good movie, though. Not the best accent, but good movie. And I was cracking the fuck up when he was teaching her how to wash clothes. He's like, you plunge and scrub and plunge and you keep plunging and scrubbing till all your plunging and scrubbing is done. And then he flap super hard and throws it up on the thing and then like reaches back like a cop grabbing his backup clip and just pulls out those two fucking clothespins and just doop.
Good old Tom.
To the line, gentlemen! I haven't seen that movie in fucking forever. Anyway, we need to go back to those good old days where you can make a race to get fucking land. That'd be great. So anyway, yeah, he was too weird to go on a date with the dating game girl.
But he won, so that's sad in itself.
Yeah, like you want to date with fucking no one. That's like winning spin the bottle against your sister.
Well, depending on what state you're in.
All right, West Virginia. So anyway, let's get to California.
Hey. What if it's a stepsister? That's a big category in Pornhub, damn it.
Or like a second cousin, I think, is legal in most states. Or third, something like that.
Basically, third cousin barely is fucking related.
My best friend growing up moved to Kentucky after his grandfather died because his mom helped run the family, his business. And the first girl that he like went out with and made out with was his third cousin.
Sweet.
I was like, you moved to the right state, boss.
But third cousin is barely fucking related.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just funny because I was like, Kentucky done. Now, gotcha.
First cousin might be a problem.
Just saying. Something tells me, like, that kid might have a lazy eye. You know?
Yeah. Might be cross-eyed.
Which is apparently a symptom of inbreeding. Or can be.
And we need to cover that story, too. What was those people in West Virginia?
The Whitakers?
Yes. We need to cover that.
Try to get that guy that did that interview on, even though it wouldn't happen because he's famous as fuck now.
Okay, continue with.
Okay, so on November 9th, 1977, Rodney Acala murdered Jill Terry Barkholm, an 18-year-old girl from Oneida, New York, and disposed of her body on a dirt path near Mulholland Drive in L.A.
Mulholland Drive isn't...
I think it's in a song.
I think there's a movie named Mulholland Drive or something. I don't know.
Sounds like a picturesque place to live until they start dumping fucking bodies.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry. Jill Barkholm was found in a knee-to-chest position and naked from the waist down. So, fetal position, kind of. There were signs of sexual assault, and she had been strangled with a pair of blue rope ties and was beaten. She also had 3 bite marks on her right breast. And originally authorities thought that Barkholm had been a victim of the Hillside Strangler. Another episode that will probably be done at some point. Because this was all going on at the same time.
The 60s were a good time for serial killers.
Well, that's the Hillside Strangler is a big reason why they think that this dude went unnoticed for so long. Because there's so much attention on the Hillside Strangler.
Right.
So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You're going to get some heat. First, you're one person, somebody might get heat for something they didn't do, and the person that did it is going to get heat taken off of them by that person.
Right.
It's kind of the perfect storm that we were dealing with this guy. So, However, her case was ultimately decided by authorities to have been unrelated after the arrests of perpetrators Kenneth Bianchi and Angelo Buono, who neither confessed to nor were ever convicted of the murder. Those the Hillside Strangler.
Bianchi, wasn't he the one that wrote the book Helter Skelter?
He may have been.
I think, yeah.
I don't know. I've been
He's
avoiding.
He's the one that prosecuted Manson.
I've been avoiding everything to do with Charles Manson until I have to dedicate like 3 weeks of my life to taking notes on it.
Well, see, Manson will be a two-part episode. You'll cover.
Oh, we'll probably have a shit show in before that because I'll probably need an extra week.
Because I think both do it.
Mm.
You do the crime, the tape murder.
And you do the lore, if you will.
The lore and the conspiracy, you know, the.
You know, he's locked up with Sirhan Sirhan.
Yes.
Same cell block. Anywho's, it's December 16th, 1977. 27-year-old nurse Georgia Marie Wickstead was discovered dead in her Malibu apartment. B-Rad G ain't never told a lie. It's hard in the streets of Malibu.
Malibu's most wanted.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
I know.
Great, great. Another star-studded film that should have won awards.
Yes.
Jamie Kennedy, chef's kiss. Absolutely fantastic. What was it? Traffic. Oh, God damn it. Traffic. Looking for my chapstick. There's a Ford Maverick. He said, that's $1 million song right there. Pants falls down. Good stuff. So the Snoop Dogg rat, great. Fucking great scene. A lot of so many people watching, listen to this, are like, who the fuck are these idiots talking about?
We have not. You got see this show. You got to come in for the. It's like the rodeo. You got to hold on for 8 fucking seconds.
Man, they're way too. They're too Caucasian to have borderline personality disorder.
But you got to stick us out. You got to watch from beginning to end. You can't come in the middle of this shit.
Would make no sense.
You would be a confused son of a bitch.
I wonder how many people are out there that are like, these guys just talk about nothing. I'm like, no, there is a subject eventually. You just got to work for it. We're like a Cadbury egg.
We're the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Yeah, we're like a Cadbury egg. Or like, you got to get through the shitty chocolate to get to the weirdly delicious runny center.
Okay.
The bullshit is the gross chocolate. The information is the weird runny center. All right.
December, Malibu.
So Georgia Wickstead was last seen when she drove another nurse named Barbara Gale. Such a fucking 70s lady name. Nice to meet you. My name's Peter Hampstead. What's your name?
My name's Barbara Gale. My family's from Augusta, Georgia. We have a big piece of land, and I will not refer to what it is actually called because I don't need that headache these days. My father still doesn't like them.
My mind instantly went to that fucking Shane Gillis stand-up. All right, fuck. We'll let him go. We ain't going to be nice to him for like a while. She was so wrong, but so funny. So when she didn't show up for work the next day, Gale and their coworkers reported her missing. Good job, guys. Police arrived at Wickstead's apartment to find signs of forced entry. And she was posed naked on her bedroom floor, strangled with her nylons. And she had been sexually assaulted. Her skull had been bashed in and her genitals had been mutilated. Prosecutors used DNA evidence and handprint found at the scene to convict Rodney Alcala on this.
DNA evidence at this time?
Yeah. Well, fingerprints were like 1912, I
DNA?
Think.
DNA? I didn't think DNA came around.
I'm sure this came out later.
Oh. To prove that it was him.
Yeah, I still can't believe that they've been doing fucking fingerprint evidence since like 1912. That one still kind of blows my mind. So there's that one. June 24th, 1978, Charlotte Lee Lamb, a 31-year-old legal secretary from Santa Monica, was found dead in the laundry room of the apartment complex where she was living in El Segundo. She had been sexually assaulted, beaten, and strangled with a shoelace and was posed with her hands behind her back. We're starting to see
a pattern
here. Yeah. The FBI should have been like, something's going on.
You would think.
Call me crazy, but my inner Edgar J. Hoover tells me crazy minds thinks likes.
Yes.
Is same crime, is different person, is same person do crime. MFBI, smart man. Paycheck, paycheck. That's literally how the FBI works, in case anybody's wondering. DNA at the scene would match that of Alcala, and DNA on a pair of earrings found in his storage locker after Samso's murder. Don't worry about that. Would eventually prove to match that of Charlotte Lamb. February 14th, 1979, old Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Or as I like to call it, VD Day, because it's funny. And for you kids that don't know what that means venereal disease. Ha! Say that to your fucking mom next Feb 14th when you wake up in the morning and she gives you some shitty-ass candies with your goddamn Rice Krispies. Happy VD Day, Mom. Bet you she smacks you in the mouth and you go, now I'm going to have to dream about killing you for the rest of my life, and I'm going to be a bad husband. I'm going to become a cop just so I can drink too much and hit my wife.
A future serial killer that we will cover. That would be fluid. Circle of life.
Do it, little Timmy.
We just told a kid to do that. He will become a serial killer, and we will eventually cover. Well, you will cover him. I'll be dead.
Some people call it subliminal messaging. I call it guaranteed content. Molding the young minds. Don't do that. I mean, the VD things, that's fine. That's funny. If your mom hits you.
Not funny.
Just ride the rails for the rest of your life. Fuck it. Trust me. Nothing ever bad happened on the railroad system of the United States.
I'm a child of the 70s. If your mom hits you, you probably fucking deserved it.
What's this B-minus about it? I'm going to hit you about it. I'll bring mommy another Smirnoff so I can give you another beat and my fist starting to hurt.
I mean, if I didn't get an ass whooping once a day, I was thinking something was wrong. I thought I fucked up.
Wait till your father gets home.
Well, you didn't have to worry about that one.
Yeah, I did at that younger age. I did, but I wasn't that worried about it because I whooped his ass at a young age.
Wait till your father gets home.
Butterfinger.
I pulled the Talladega Nights on my dad. I was jacked up on Mountain Dew, whooped his ass. I said, "Damn, you just got punked out by an eighth grader, motherfucker."
Just pulled that fucking pull tab off of there and got rowdy, got down.
I said, you're going to need more than that belt, boy.
See, but now we're grown-ups. Now Phil drinks Code Red Zero.
Yes.
Which was my doing.
The nectar of the diet gods.
Because you can, on paper, drink as much as you want.
I don't know. It's not that bad.
You haven't been drowning yourself in it like I thought you would, considering I bought you 3 12-packs.
I know.
It was such a good deal.
I know. I've been drinking them.
Oh, I know, but I figured you'd just, like, fucking, you'd be mainlining it by now. Like,
no.
You come in and you just have an IV that you're stabbing into the side, bottom of a can.
You know, it's that sugar. Sugar is worse than fucking, for the people.
It's crack.
It's worse than fucking heroin.
Yeah.
I've been trying to cut out sugar, and it's impossible to cut sugar out completely in America because the FDA is a bunch of bullshit.
I've given up on cutting out carbs. I just try to limit them to, like, not fucking bread and pasta.
But I'm
still fucking fat.
I've been off Mountain Dew.
I've been off the Dew, bro.
For a week and a half now?
Mm-hmm.
Totally?
Yeah.
Daddy's not happy.
How's the food diet going? How long has it been since you had a slice of pizza?
I haven't had pizza in a while, but
I was thinking about ordering some after this.
I'm not that worried about my diet.
It's St. Patty's Day weekend. I'm not on a diet this weekend.
And
I go to the gym on Monday and Tuesday, and I'll fucking hurt myself and just call it a day.
I think weekends are my cheat days.
That's how I've always been.
Monday through Friday.
Unless I have Yeah, unless I have something during the week. Like, if there's a thing, like on Valentine's Day, like, yeah, I'm not going to be on a diet.
I'm fortunate with my work schedule. My eating pattern is so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I could go 18 hours and say, oh, shit, I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
So,
see, I'm like that anyway. Like, I have, like, that's the problem. Well, I mean, like, sidebar, hard. Like, I'm so fucking big, even though I've lost a lot of weight, which some people don't know, because I know I'm still fat. Fuck you. Like, I have to force myself to eat, which sounds crazy because I'm a big guy, but, like, metabolism is not naturally in my body's vocabulary at this point. So, like, I have to eat every so often or else I know that that shit just stops. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just not eating, like, total shit. And working in a restaurant, that's really hard. Like, I don't know. We switched fucking... There's a lot of pushback, but we switched waffle fries to a seasoned waffle fry.
What? Did you switch back to a
seasoned... The ones we had there for a little while?
Yeah.
The seasoned ones that were kind of like Arby's almost?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have fully made the switch to those.
Thank God my daughter will be fucking...
I'm probably going to get in trouble for that, but I don't think the honchos know about that yet.
My daughter complained about the waffle fries.
Dude, literally.
She loved the waffle fries. And then she said, did they change waffle fries? I said, I don't know. She goes, well, Travis lives with you.
Two other employees, one of which you know, she's my counterpart in the establishment yeah. that I work at. You know who I'm talking about. They did not like it. They were not happy. And they were, she was all up in arms. She's like, I'm going to get people to complain about it. So you guys have to change back. Didn't hear anything after that point. And then, like, a few days later, I heard her talking to the other manager, and she was like, I haven't had anybody tell me that they hate them yet. I'm starting to think that we're the problem. I'm like, yeah. That was the fucking point. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you like or what we like. I want what the customer likes to be in stock. Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit if I like it or hate it. I don't give a fuck if it makes money. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, the seasoned waffle fries were very good.
They're very much like curly fries.
Yeah. I mean, but.
And, like, they even. Like, never mind. I'm not going to get down into the semantics of
this shit has went so far off the rails.
Don't kill women. Eat seasoned waffle fries. Good night.
And don't go on the dating game.
Yeah. And if you do, don't weird the chick out or a guy. Or them or they. All inclusive. We're all inclusive here at GITN. We're just wrong sometimes. No, I would say that we both are. We just might be wrong, and we would appreciate if you politely corrected us and didn't yell at us. Because if you yell at me and bully me, I'll come.
That's C-U-M.
Yeah.
Not C-O-M-E.
On February 14th, 1979, Alcala picked up 15-year-old hitchhiker Monique Hoyt. This is the story that we touched on earlier in Riverside County. This is the full story. He drove Hoyt to his apartment where he sexually assaulted her. I don't feel like having to go back and possibly censor this because apparently that does affect your algorithm on YouTube. So I'm just going to change the word. You all know the word. They then traveled to a secluded mountainous area near Banning, California, where Alcala took photos of her in her underwear as well as pictures of him sexually assaulting her another time. He then bound and gagged her, began a sustained assault, which included further sexual assault and backdoor assault.
Did he come in the back door?
Yes.
See, I prefer the front door.
In this scenario, no door.
I prefer not to kick in any doors.
When we're talking about a 15-year-old hitchhiker, no door.
No door should be entered.
The only door that should be entered is the one to the women's shelter or maybe the passenger seat of a very godly, loving, and respectful man that is actually going to take you to your destination.
I have a strict rule.
Only doors.
I don't go in any doors under the age of 21.
That's why we live in an old house.
The house is younger than 21. Daddy ain't going in it.
Nope. Because it's not made right.
Don't even invite me.
It ain't made right.
The wood's not seasoned yet.
the foundation ain't even settled. You're going to get cracks. You're going to have water damage. You're going to have to call in the mold experts.
And who am I kidding? I can't get in a house under the age of 60 anymore, probably.
You'd be lucky to
get in. Matter of fact, I'm not allowed in any house anymore.
So you'd be lucky to get in an apartment at this point.
They won't let me in. I'm homeless.
So how's that work? Is it like house is wife material, apartment is like a fuck buddy, and a hotel room is like a sex worker?
I probably.
Shorter term, not as much responsibility.
There's a problem. No house will have me. Apartment.
That makes sense if you really think about
it. And I don't have the money for a hotel. I am fucked.
That's a good breakdown if you think about it. The hotel, no real responsibility once you're done. Shorter term. The apartment, shorter term. If something breaks, somebody else has to take care of it. And the house, long term. And if something breaks, you're fucked. And you're out a shitload of money.
Mainly half.
I want half, Eddie. Hoyt escaped when Alcala entered a gas station bathroom on the drive back to Riverside County. You shouldn't have done that in the first place. That's a bad choice, even if you're not committing a crime. And she filed a police report about her ordeal, but Alcala's mother posted his bail and got him out.
Well, that was nice of
you. Yeah, you mommy fucking... call me crazy, call me a dick for saying it. You're a fucking bitch, Mom. His mom. Just to clarify, before anybody like tries to clip that shit. Well, it still might get clipped.
Oh, I'll be sure to clip it.
On June 13th, 1979, Jill Marie Parenteau, a 21-year-old, and again, I apologize if I'm fucking butchering any of these pronunciations. I'm sorry. The fuck is the goddamn truck from Jeepers Creepers parked outside of our fucking house? Jesus Christ.
I think so. You hear that?
It's showing up on the microphones. Good God. Roll call, brother. Raise hail and praise Dale. Fuck. See? Oh, no, that's that shitty little Nissan truck that drives around all hours of the night.
Probably.
That's got a system for some reason.
The system's 1,000 times more expensive than the car.
Fuck you. Act like you didn't see my old car. That's how my old car was.
That's true. You were straight rednecking it.
It literally had fucking bedliner on the hood.
I call that hip-hop rednecking.
Hip-hop anonymous? We're just going to start this bullet point over. June 13th, 1979, Jill Marie Parenteau, a 21-year-old computer key punch operator... Did not look up what that is. I figured out your fucking
stuff. Back to the old days, the old computers had cards and I had to punch. Did you ever see Hidden Figures, the movie?
I may have.
The African-Americans' role in NASA?
I've never sat and watched it, but it's been on. I've seen most of it.
Yes, I think that's... And if you're... Those cards had to be punched. Ancient technology.
Yeah. So anyway, she left work early on June 13th of 79 to go to a baseball game. Go Dodgers.
That was your first mistake.
Or Angels. Or was it even the Dodgers in the 70s?
Yeah they Dodgers were, in yeah. the 70s. Yeah.
Who else? Dodgers, Angels.
I think they moved to out of Brooklyn in the 40s, I think.
40s or 50s, I think. Maybe the A's. If you don't want to drive far enough. Who's going to L.A. or Las Vegas? Oh, shout out to Kansas City for having the first stadium built specifically for a women's sporting team. Their football team. I can't remember the name of them. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you're talking about soccer?
Yeah. 11,500 seats. Good for them.
Hopefully, they will. That might be a few too many seats.
Tech N9ne performed at the opening game. Because he has a song. He's from Kansas City. So he has a song called KC Moe.
KC. We need to quit talking about Kansas City. Gonzo's probably getting a wreck.
This right Kansas now. City. The man's right there. Show him some respect. So when she did not make it to work the following morning, police went to her Burbank apartment and found signs of forced entry. Parenteau was dead naked on her bathroom floor. She was posed with pillows under her shoulders.
Is she creeping with the girl next door? Oh, sorry. My bad.
It wasn't me, said Rodney Alcala. She had been sexually assaulted, beaten, and strangled. Her killer had cut himself crawling through a window, and blood evidence would later identify Alcala as the perpetrator.
Rookie mistake.
Stupid.
Rookie fucking mistake.
That's like the fucking, night stalker, Richard Ramirez. Part of the evidence that hemmed him up was that fucking footprint of that very specific shoe that he had.
Yes. Which we did. We had, I know we've covered him.
I'm pretty sure.
Or we covered him in a three part or a.
He was definitely mentioned in the Demonic Killers.
The Satanic Killers?
Yeah.
But I think we covered three, and he was the main one we covered, I think.
Yeah, it was him, Manson, and...
somebody else.
Some other fuck-ass piece of shit. Her friend Catherine Bryant... or I'm sorry. Nope, got that part. Her friend Catherine Bryant testified that she and Parenteau had met Alcala at a club several times before. As far as I know, this is the only known, like, super known evidence of, like, previous engagement.
Hmm.
Which, given the whole story with the dating game, why'd you meet him several times? Why wouldn't you just be like, fuck, he's here, walk away?
That generally happens to me at a bar.
I wish that would happen to me at a bar. You know how many people I don't want to talk to? That sounds bad. Like, I'm willing to, but, like, there are times where I just want to sit quietly.
I can do that.
Yeah. I just want to sit and watch the same SportsCenter highlights.
If I actually talk to people, people probably get scared.
What the fuck's wrong with him? Oh, he gonna die. He's got a bucket list he wants to complete. That brings us to the Samso murder that I mentioned earlier. Robin Christine Samso was a 12-year-old girl from Huntington Beach who disappeared while riding a borrowed bicycle from her Huntington Beach home to her ballet class on June 20th, 1979. That's so fucking wholesome, that what she was doing. She borrowed her friend's bike to ride to her ballet class, and this cock-faced piece of shit fucking killed her.
Way to spoil the ending.
I think you knew it was coming.
Oh, okay.
Her decomposed body was found 12 days later in the Los Angeles foothills, dumped off Santa Anita Canyon Road, and she had been beaten, sexually assaulted, and stabbed with a knife. Much like, Step Brothers. If you touch my drum set, I will stab you in the neck with a knife! I'm gonna rub my nuts on your fucking drum set! Anyway. Samso's friend told police that a stranger had approached them on the beach asking to take their pictures, and detectives circulated a sketch of the photographer, and Alcala's parole officer recognized him.
Oh, ain't that a bitch.
I would say that's a good thing.
No, I'm just saying, but not obviously didn't recognize him. Oh, was this after the murder?
This was 79.
But after Samso was murdered.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant they filed a complaint before and never mind. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
It's okay. I understand. We still love you. During a search of Alcala's mother's house in Monterey Park, police found a rental receipt for a storage locker in Seattle. In the locker, they found earrings belonging to Robin Samso. Which, I'll give him that. He was smart in having his little fucking death shed so far away. So he was arrested in 1979 and convicted of multiple murders, but verdicts were overturned due to procedural errors.
Ain't that a bitch.
Yeah, fucking idiots. Excuse me. Eventually convicted in 2010.
Whoa.
Yeah. For several murders and sentenced to death for the third time. So he had been found guilty of murder at some degree or number multiple times.
But in 79, he was...
Well, this was the 2010 thing is where a lot of the DNA evidence comes
was
in.
Was he
the
in
later
jail,
trials, yeah.
Okay, I thought this motherfucker
didn't
go to jail.
Yeah, he was retried for new shit
okay.
due to DNA evidence.
I thought that meant he did not even get convicted. He was out until 2010.
No. He was locked up the whole time. He just got retried on other murders that they had pinned on him.
Because I was going to say,
through DNA.
He's a successful serial killer. If he didn't have to go to jail until 2010, he was.
He's just skipping down the beach, just fucking slitting 70 throats,
years old.
Just. Da, 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 da. Although he did die in 2021 while awaiting execution. We ain't even get to kill him. Mind you, that happened in California. If he was locked up in Texas,
he would have been fast tracked.
They would have killed him a couple of times. Because as we all know, you kill someone in Texas, they're going to kill you back.
They got a fast lane for that shit.
Eye for a fucking eye. And for a guy like this, go for it. You murder and sexually assault women and children, kill the shit out of them. Don't even pay to kill them. Don't even use the money on all the chemicals. Just literally just let them go in Gen Pop and let them do their thing. Call me crazy. I know a lot of people's like, that's not fucking right. You want a fucking piece of shit like this walking around any longer? Well, I don't.
Here's the thing. Like, the West Memphis 3 ruined me on the death penalty.
Yeah.
I mean.
See, but for someone like this, when it's like, you know that they did these things, done. Kill them.
I mean, things like this case, yes, for a matter of fact, A, there was DNA evidence.
Yeah.
They found he had the murder shed.
The murder shed.
The murder shed up in Seattle.
Welcome to my murder shed.
You know, so
I'm Zach Bagans, and this is my murder shed.
So things are, I think we can say a high probability, 99.9999, he was guilty of
repeating,
murder.
Of course.
So, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, there.
When there's no doubt that somebody did the heinous shit that this guy did, I see no problem with just fucking calling it a day and putting the lights out.
I don't. Yes, I'm lean that way too. But even in just DNA evidence, you know, sometimes there could be another plausible reason for your DNA to be. You know, see, I take who I forget who said the quote. I'd rather 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man die. I forget who said that quote, but
depends on the guilty man.
I mean, we have to be,
but I think
100% sure.
There's a difference between, like, you're pretty sure somebody's guilty in this scenario. Like, you fucking know this guy did a lot of this shit. At least enough of it for me to say pull the plug. Or trigger, I guess, in this situation.
I mean, we're talking caught in the act.
Yeah, especially when you're... Oh, yeah, especially that.
Yeah.
Especially when if you're doing it to children...
Or confession.
However, if you kill children, however you kill those children is how you should die.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, children, we're talking, children's a different story.
Or just to extend it even longer, children should get to beat you to death. It would take days.
Death by a thousand paper cuts.
Dude, those are some of my favorite hypothetical questions. Like, how many first graders do you think it would take to take you down if you had, like, one, like, I don't know, like a T-ball bat. It'd take a handful of them. Like, especially, then you got to break down the semantics and the details of it. Are they all at once? Or do they come in waves? Is it timed?
You better come all at once.
Do I know? Oh, yeah, because if they're coming like one or two at a time and I know the spacing, oh, dude, fucking, I'm going A-Rod.
I mean,
you kidding me?
I don't pack much of a punch anymore, but I guarantee a first grader I could knock the fuck out.
Especially if you have a little, like, even one of those little, like, Louisville sluggers, you know, those fucking tire knockers.
But here's the problem. You do one at a time space. The first five or six, after that, they're going to say, oh, fuck that, I ain't going.
Yeah. Or eventually you'll just tire out.
But all at once, like a herd of zombies, you're fucked.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
You're taking out a few.
Oh, for sure.
I'm elbowing and leg dropping a few.
At that point, I'm just going to see him coming, and I'm just going to, like, drop down on my ass and crisscross applesauce and just start fucking swinging the bat around my head. Who knows? I mean, worst case, one of three things is going to happen. Either I'm going to be able to withstand the barrage and keep going long enough to win the battle, I'm going to be overcome, or I'm going to have so much power behind it that I'm going to fly away like a helicopter. There's only three ways out of this. But, like, it's an interesting thought, though. Like, because, like I said, and again, this is all hypothetical, but, like, especially you give me, like, a full-size bat.
Give me a
good aluminum one.
Aluminum Easton, I'm knocking some motherfuckers
TPX,
out.
Boy. from the late 90s, early 2000s?
Batter up, bitch.
Oh, my God, dude. It's going to, dude, fuck me. It's going to sound like not Wile E. Coyote. It's going to sound like fucking the Roadrunner running up a lamp pole. It's going to be, I'm going to be like, I'm not going to be out there like fuck, like Rafael Palmeiro on cocaine. Just swinging, just steroids. Swing away, Jack.
All right. Additional victims. Get to these additional victims, damn it.
So there's not much on this as far as what I notated, because there's not a horrible amount of damning evidence. But authorities suspect Rodney Alcala in the murders of several other individuals, with some of those cases still being unsolved. It's alleged that his body count could be north of 130, which, again, I said that earlier, we can probably chalk that up as bullshit, that number, because that's a lot. Like, that's a fucking lot. You know what I mean?
That's Iceman numbers.
Which we also know is bullshit.
Right.
But, like, that's a lot. I don't see that. That's just, not that it's impossible, it just seems improbable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to have that big of a body count over what wasn't that long of a period of time, we're only talking about less than 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, to have that high of a body count, and if you had that high of a body count, to have that much variation between the crimes, to have somebody not pick up on it, you know what I mean? There's no way in my mind.
Well, I mean, and plus with the crossover with the Hillside Strangler, you know, bodies were dropping.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I wonder how many...
I mean, it's like you said, this was the highlight of known serial killers in the United States was this time period.
Right. So I would just wonder how many of these victims overlap. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like how many got blamed on him and how many got blamed on them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, around the same time period, you've got Manson, you've got...
But see, Manson's a different story, though.
Well, yeah, but in general, you've got Manson, you've got Dahmer... Somewhere close to this time period.
I guess he did technically start in late 70s.
Gacy. Ed Kemper. BTK was a little later, but like in that like 25-year period, like there was a lot going on. Pre-90.
Yeah. 70s, late
60s. Pre-massive outbreak of DNA evidence.
You know.
Culpability, 60s, if you will.
70s and 80s.
There was a lot going on.
Right.
Good job, guys. Good job, LAPD specifically, and NYPD.
You know, I often wonder, how many active serial killers do we have right now?
Oh, apparently there's a lot. I mean, they say like the average person walks by like three murderers in their lifetime without which I think is a lowball number for real.
I could probably throw a baseball in any direction and hit somebody that's at least got a body count.
Oh, especially in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Be it illegal or military or something, right. You know? So, I mean, the last couple little notes I have is he had collected over 1,000 photographs over the time of his crimes, which led to speculation about other victims, which is why, like, because that's why I wonder if that's where they get that number from. Because if they got the number from the photos, then it might be more, there might be more weight to it. You know what I mean? Or it also could be just some type of weird fucking pen pal shit. Like some like pre-web, dark web shit.
Photo sharing. Hey, I'll show you my kills if you show me yours.
I mean, just like how people used to find out about fucking music and shit back in the day. Right. You just fucking shared it. I mean, Napoleon used to send fucking dirty letters to whoever the fuck. Yeah, I miss thine stank puss. I know thou hast not washed thine beef in many months and is very ripe. I cannot wait to dine upon it like the finest caviar from the West.
Oh, fuck.
I shall dine upon thee, madam, as if it were my last meal. I am Napoleon, so therefore I shall go up on thee, am forth thou short as fuck.
That is a lot to write down.
I am eye to eye with your whispering eye, and I shall have it no other way.
In that time, the calligraphy, written in calligraphy at that time, probably would be beautiful. Horrendous topic.
Oh, you know there's probably like a hand-drawn dick pic in there, too.
He's like, lay thine eyes upon mine hog, my lady. For I shall layeth upon thee the wrath of my genitals when I return from this battle.
Oh, my Lord.
I think of you many a night in my bare-skin blanket. I cannot help but think of thine breast while surrounded by 10,000 grown men, doing nothing but eating rations and talking smut.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why he's English, but he is.
I believe he was French.
Oh, I cannot wait to come home and I see your pussy.
Oh, hard pee.
Yeah. You take off your pantalones and it smell like good blue cheese. It's so sexy.
Oh, boy.
Can't speak French, but I can laugh in French.
Your vagina has a certain je ne sais quoi. I cannot put my hand on it, but it's very vinegary. Delish.
I don't know why.
Fuck you, Napoleon, you short fuck.
I don't know why I do this.
The only other thing is, like, he had a, fuck, what was his name? The toy box killer.
Yeah.
Gary Ridgway. That's another episode I'll have to do one day.
We did the toy box killer.
No, not Gary Ridgway.
Oh.
Gary Ridgway, I believe, is the highest confirmed body count up to this point. Much like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was the Kareem of death.
You mean Wilt Chamberlain?
Was it? Yeah.
It's what, don't give Kareem.
Oh, let's not act like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wasn't fucking spreading seed like a goddamn Idaho potato farmer.
I don't think so. I think you're referring to Wilt Chamberlain, who had tagged.
Oh my God, dude. Have you seen the video? It's in such poor taste, but it's so funny. It's like
a star.
It's like the text on it is like mosquitoes when they bite Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's
and
so
it's
wrong.
Idris Elba on Hot Ones, and he takes a bite of one of the Hot Ones, and he's like, ugh! What the fuck? I was like, man, that's in poor taste. God damn it, it's funny, though. Fuck.
Really poor taste.
But yeah, anyway, like I was saying, much kind of like the toy box killer in my mind, he was suspected to have like kind of played with people before he killed him, which is kind of evident in some of the crimes that they talked about.
Yeah, right.
Which, you know, I mean, I was going to say Jeffrey Dahmer didn't even do that, but that just shows good manners. He didn't play with his food before he ate it.
How long have you been waiting to tell that?
I literally just put that one together.
Fuck me.
I put that one together like the toy box killer's fucking murder van, well, trailer, and this guy's murder shack.
Murder shack.
Murder Shack, baby. Murder Shack is a little old place where people get dismembered.
I was wondering where you're going to go there.
That's... Murder Shack, baby. Murder Shack, baby. Oh. So yeah, there's yet another story about a raging piece of shit. He looked like a piece of shit,
too. I have
a
question. You are the resident serial killer expert.
I wouldn't say expert, but I know stuff.
You know what one of my all-time...
Why am I holding my microphone stand?
One of my all-time most favorite series is, right? Okay, Lemmy. Oh, no, that's the other way.
Is the Acer Speeds!
Is Dexter.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever actually been a serial killer that only killed bad people.
Not that I know of.
I mean, that's a moral... Would we be...
I thought you were going to say a serial killer that was like an inside man. I was going to say fucking Ed Kemper.
Yeah.
He worked for the police station.
Right.
He literally joked about killing people with the cops that he worked with. Mm. They're like, oh, Big Ed, you're funny. He's like, I love you, Mom.
as he's skull fucking her.
Yeah, the fucking OG fleshlight. God. Yeah.
But that is an interesting premise.
We do have interesting premises on this show.
I just wonder if there's ever actually, probably, I'm sure we would have heard of it, but if maybe in, if there ever has been somebody who obviously hasn't been caught, that has only, and I'm going to start talking, you know, killing prostitutes.
Vigilante style?
Yeah, a vigilante style serial killer.
Real life Batman, but with guns.
I mean, that's an interesting thought.
Probably. I mean, there's all those YouTube channels.
I'll call
and shit.
My FBI contacts.
There's all the YouTube guys that fucking like do the Chris Hansen shit, which I'm pretty sure some of are probably staged.
You think?
I missed him to Catch a Predator though. Like, I know that sounds bad. Like, that was one of the, like, there's no more entertaining show than like the show where it's like just real stakes. That's real stakes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not just that one. Like, just when, like, or, like, the first 48. Anytime somebody knows they're doing time. That's terrible, but, like, it just makes for compelling television. Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. This guy is a piece of shit. Probably better that he's dead. Probably should have been dead sooner.
Well, he died in 2021, you said?
Yeah.
Did the vape get him?
I don't know. I'll be honest. For guys like this, I get to the point where they're dead, and I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, too late. Should have happened earlier. Yeah. Like, it should be like, fucking, like, just hit. It's just when you see him, just hit him with the cop car. Accelerate. Act like you're reaching down for your half-eaten jelly donut or your crawler. And just fucking hit him with the old. I don't know, insert movie that's happened in multiple movies. Yeah. So, is there any other socially insensitive shit we want to talk about? Want to speculate on how any other world leaders talk dirty to their loved ones via letter?
Well, I don't want to do that. So, give me your thoughts on this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. Since we're done with the episode, basically, and we're just going to shoot the shit for a few minutes. We've got about 5 minutes.
We've talked about this before. I don't take anything away from the Paul brothers. They are, especially Jake, he's a boxer.
He
might not be the next world champion,
but he's
a boxer. Like, yes. He's a legit fighter.
He's got some skills.
Granted, he's half Mike Tyson's age, but if he's not stupid, he is not going to take old Iron Mike lightly. Because I also saw a couple videos of Mike Tyson training recently, and that motherfucker is throwing.
Still got that. What most people
that sidestep he does is still so fucking vicious, dude.
What most people don't realize or have forgotten, I guess, what made Tyson so fucking menacing was his head movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was hard to fucking hit. He was like the Energizer Bunny.
He's like a little bulldog.
And the way he moved, and that he could hit you at such weird angles, he could throw those hooks from weird angles because he was always fucking moving. And I don't give, and I've seen those videos as well.
It's because, like, he doesn't
motherfucker's still pounding.
When he sets up for it, he doesn't even, like, sidestep. He, like, hops super fast and, like, instantly throws.
Right. I mean,
hard as fuck, even in his 50s.
And here's the thing. Look at who Paul has fought. The biggest one was Fury.
Tommy Fury, which he lost. I'm not going to say it was a convincing loss.
But he lost. But everybody else he has fought.
Either was not a fighter.
Weighed less than him.
Was on the tail end of their career.
They were all over. But Tyson, even at 58.
Is he 58, really? I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah, he's 58. He's pushing 60. I mean, he still just, and he looks, from those things I've seen as well, he's still throwing.
Yeah.
Hard.
Now, what we really need to happen is we need to get as close to prime Tyson as we can. Somebody swallow your pride and your humanity and start feeding that man rails of cocaine like back in the day, and let's see what happens. And don't do that. I'm kidding.
And people don't. I mean,
you think
people,
he's gonna eat a handful of mushrooms before he does it? Like
no,
like he did on their podcast. Didn't he do that on their podcast?
Or was that? I might have been, but he. What made Tyson so fucking, besides the head movement, he was a killer.
Mm.
He wanted to hurt you. You know, people, he had that mentality.
And now he's going to go in there like Bob Sapp from fucking the remake of Longest Yard. He's just going to fucking be throwing haymakers. I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Oh, he's dead? Fuck. But we signed the paperwork. Okay. Oh, all right. Bye, guys. You guys have a good one. Judges, I made your life easy. Sorry, Jake.
But, you know, he did that podcast, did Joe Rogan podcast years ago. And he was talking about training.
He was that like, before he fought?
Yeah, well before. Roy before Jones? He even started
was
training.
Was it Roy Jones?
Yeah, Roy Jones. Mm-hmm. Before he said, and I guess Joe, if I remember correctly, asked him, do you still train? He said, no, I don't want to awake that beast.
Yeah, he is now.
And then he started training. Because that was back
when...
How can
you turn down that money, though? You know what I mean? Like, I can't blame... You can't blame the fucking thing.
I mean, I don't... I give... I don't think... I don't give a fuck if Mike Tyson's 70 years old. I don't think I'm getting in a fucking ring with him.
Yeah, just ask fucking... What was it? Ed Helms? Was it Ed Helms that got knocked out by Tyson in The Hangover?
Yeah.
This guy took a punch from Tyson. He still got it.
I mean, I don't. Tyson's just a different fucking animal than what he's used to fighting. Even at 58. Now.
You think he's going to go a little crazy again during this lead up?
I don't know, man.
He's going to be like Anthony Hopkins in The Right when he could tell the demons take over and his like eyes get all crazy and shit and he just.
Because if you look at it, Paul's never really been hurt.
Mm.
He's never taken it, that I've seen, maybe I'm wrong, has taken that shot.
Yeah.
You know, because like Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Right. I don't know.
It should be interesting. I might have to get Netflix just for it.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's a Netflix deal.
Really? I have Netflix. Fuck Netflix,
I can just steal yours.
Yeah, well, it'll have ads. I downgraded. I was paying $26 for Netflix.
Well, we're still on the same IP. It's the same IP address.
Oh, yeah,
That's what they get. They get you on the different IP address.
Oh, no, I was paying $26 because basically just, like, for not having ads and 4K and more downloads. First off, I've never downloaded anything on Netflix. Second, I don't have a fucking 4K TV. Third, for a $20 difference, give me ads. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I checked my bank account. And I was like, why the fuck am I paying almost $30 for Netflix? I barely even use Netflix.
Yeah.
I mostly keep it for stand-up.
Yeah.
And Squid Games. What?
Is there another season or is it just that
one? You didn't see it's like a game show.
Oh, there is?
They did like a real Squid Games. Obviously, nobody dies. But well
then
maybe.
What's the point?
It is really pretty entertaining though. Like they have the cameras and they have the barracks and everything, like the TV, like the show, like the Korean show.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like they have food and stuff. Like people be fucking like one guy fucking like takes two plates and shit, and everybody's like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Jump him!" There's like 400 of them.
You got the numbers, bitches. Yeah. So I'm interested to see that fight.
Just put your finger in his butt. He'll fucking give up eventually.
And I'm just saying, if with the Tyson, Paul fight, if Tyson takes it seriously and wants to hurt him, I don't think there's anything fucking Jake can do about it.
The only thing I question is in his older age, and I'm not shitting on Mike Tyson at all, he's a bad motherfucker, like, is his chin still there? You know what I mean? Like, can he still take a punch like he did back in the day? Not that he had to take a whole lot of them for most of his career. When you're putting people to sleep in like fucking under a minute.
Right. I mean, if you and look at his later years, he just didn't give a fuck.
You know, yeah.
The end of his career, you know, all those losses, he just didn't. He went off the rails, didn't.
he went off the rails because he was on the rails.
Yeah, he just didn't give a fuck. I hate to say it. You look at the Holyfield fights. He quit, and I'm pretty sure he would admit to it. He mm-hmm. quit. You know, he didn't want to be there any more than I would have wanted to be there. You know,
right. Oh no!
But I don't know. If
it's on Netflix, I'm watching it.
If the old beast has arisen, I think Paul could get his ass beat like a fucking drum.
Think he's gonna start throwing around hate language? I'll fuck you till you love me. Insert the word that everybody that knows what we're talking about remembers.
Yes. I don't know. So I don't know. That'd be interesting. I'm trying to think. I don't think I got anything else unless you.
All I'm thinking about now is what I want to get for food, even though I don't need food, but it's the weekend.
Well, let's go get some food.
Might be pizza.
I will start editing because I want this up by Monday on the podcast feed.
By Monday, goddammit. I need TPS report on my desk by Monday.
I want it done tomorrow and scheduled for Monday.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so thanks for everybody who joined in the live stream. We greatly appreciate you. You are awesome. For those people listening on your favorite podcast app, whether that be Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. Is that still a thing?
We'll be back next week to talk about something.
Next week, I'm covering a topic. I'm not going to give it away, but it's...
I think we should stop telling people what the next week's episode is.
We're kind of going back to the weird... I wouldn't say paranormal, but the weird.
Mm.
We're going back weird.
The extracurricular of life and reality.
So be sure to check that out next, probably Saturday.
Imagine, if you will, a world. I don't know the rest of the Twilight Zone intro. But
don't forget, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app, be sure to head over to YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel where we go live naturally and we post a bunch of shorts. So you can like those.
We're back again. We actually do stuff.
We're back up and running. So we thank you. We will see you next week. Take care, everybody, and fuck off.
Yeah, what he said. And press button.